I didn't always love myself, and a lot of us haven't. So let's talk about it, spirits.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Lego.
Access granted.
Where do I start?
Spirits! Police do not have the right to touch you excessively, period.
Ugh, it is so much stuff to uncover. Spirits. What are they teaching these children in school, child?
Okay, just saying, know your laws, know your laws. Well, I have an opinion and I'm going to voice it, so. Can someone please explain to me, how is that godly?
Ask yourself this question.
No one is talking about it. And if they are, they're not telling you where to get it. No, okay, wait a minute. I was not ready for that laugh. Wait.
Spirits.
Am I right or am I right? I mean, like, I'm right.
No, seriously, that really happened.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Okay, so let's talk about it then.
Are you following your purpose?
Wait a minute. I know you're ready to listen to the show, but before you do, my spirits, hit that subscribe button. Hit it right now. Hit it before you quit it. Yeah, but definitely hit that subscribe button. Support your girl. And also, hit me up on my website at www.kamauempire.com. That's www.kamauempire.com. For more information about me, don't forget I am my own PR, public relations and community relations firm, so therefore I can help you out in your community. And I am a full service public relations firm, so therefore I do websites, logos, and so much more. Check me out on my website. Your girl is here for you. Lego. Grand rising, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this, spirits, and abarigani, my beautiful spirited butterflies. You are listening to my First Amendment podcast with your host, Miss Kiki Kamau, and I am up early with you on this lovely day. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And speaking of this lovely day, y'all already know I'm starting to do this on every podcast now because I believe that people truly like it. So I'm definitely doing it because I'm trying to, you know. So guess what day it is? I feel so cheesy. But no, for real, I really do like this button, so I'm going to hit this shit anyway, so. See, mine is so much cooler. But anyways, no, it is Wednesday, and I did research, and that's why I chose Wednesday to do my podcast, not because of some Breakfast Club. So if you're like, oh, she's trying to be late to Breakfast Club, just chill. But yes, it is Wednesday, December, 13th? Oh my gosh, actually, is it the 14th now? I could be just making this up, spirits. I do this. Why is the 15th and I can't read my own writing? It's December 15th, spirits, and we are here with another special episode. I'm super duper excited to talk about who my guest is today, but before I do that, I have to let you know, as usual, why I titled the episode what I titled the episode. So the episode is called Your Body, Your Art. And I call this episode Your Body, Your Art because, like I said in the synopsis earlier, or in the beginning, you know, when I posted it, I've never, like, really loved myself. I always had, like, a self-image issue. I always knew I wanted to be something more, you know, keep in mind, I joined the Navy. I served in the United States Navy for 4.5 years. So I always knew I wanted to be something greater, bigger than myself. And, you know, maybe joining the Navy wasn't bigger than myself. Maybe I need to do something even bigger than that, you know. And I always doubted myself, you know. I always doubted myself because I was like, man, some people like me, some people don't. And maybe I'm not that great. Because I thought that my start only could start when everybody liked me. Everybody loved me. That's when I can start. That's when I can shine. Because you know now, because everybody loved me. And that is not it. So if there's anything you take from this episode, take that. The only way you know that you're living according to, no, I'm gonna even go deeper than that. The only way you know that you're living right, you know what I mean? You'll feel it in your spirit. You'll feel it in your spirit, spirits. This is why I call y'all that. Because you'll feel it eventually in your spirits if you haven't already. It's probably why, you know, obviously that's why you've been brought to this channel. But you'll feel it in your spirit when you're living right. And some of you may not be religious. But I'm going to try not to get emotional because I do that often. Woo. You'll know. Because God is going to show you signs. And I know some naysayers, people that don't believe in God, I ain't got no words for you. But I've always talked about God on my podcast, you know, things like that. And I've talked about like how we would disagree. And I'm going to get more into that in season 3 on Breaking Generational Curses. But right now, what I'm saying is that I always knew what my purpose was, spirits. I just didn't tap in because I was surrounded by low frequency energy of all lights, of all spirits, of all spirits. And they just haven't met that high elevation yet of their higher self, of their higher power, of that Holy Spirit, of that divine light. So that's why I called that the title that, spirits, because I'm saying no more. You know, I'm learning to love myself again, and I love it. And you know, it's my prerogative. That's my jack. You know, I'm all about breaking generational curses because of what I've been through. By loving on myself, by loving on my family, by loving on my culture, by loving on my community, and then by loving on my people. And that is how I will continue to walk in my light and my purpose. And that's how I'll continue to reach my goals and success. So I know that was very deep. That was very deep. And I wrote some of that. But the other part when I was getting really loud and excited, that was all me. But I mean, it was all me. But I wrote some of that. I mean, all of it. What am I talking about? All of it was written, but thought out. If that makes any sense. But not everything. Oh, none of that made sense. It's the morning greeting, y'all. I'm up early with you. Up early with you. So this is the type of mindset you're going to get. I'm going to be here, and I'm going to be there. And then sometimes I'm just going to be a little bit of everywhere, okay? So if you haven't been listening, to my previous podcast, all season two, I will be representing nothing but small business owners and entrepreneur spirits. You know what I mean? Because I want to help them shed their divine light. You know, be advised, some of these interviews will be on YouTube as well, on my channel at Miss Kiki Kamau. Unfortunately, not all due to some technical issues, but I'm working on it. I'm getting better and better every day. Okay. So I'm definitely working on it. So definitely check out those interviews because I owe those previous people all nothing but love and support because they were amazing and I didn't give them the biggest shout out that I could have given them. And I'll say it all the time, Dimasha, Self, Carlos, Remy, my kings, my queens, I just want to cry again because I apologize for not being able to hype y'all up like y'all deserve because y'all are the dopest. And Miss Talia, I hyped you up, girl. You know I see it. But my week has been phenomenal. I'm not going to talk too much about it because I only got two more minutes here, Spirits, before we get into this interview. So, you know, usually before I get into the interview, Spirits, I will have to write down what I'm going to say about this person and then I'll pre-record it, right? Now, remind you, a lot of this shit I've been doing lately. I apologize because there might be some old heads on the listening. But a lot of the stuff that I've been doing previously, I'll pre-record it because I'll get nervous. I'm like, oh my God, it might not sound right. Ooh, let me edit that. Ooh, let me do. But all of this was all done tonight, Spirit. So you are getting, why am I saying tonight when it is 5:30 in the morning? You are getting all me, all fresh, all clean, all unscripted, unedited version. So I do apologize. For real, for the lack of profession in the morning greeting, because I usually pop it off real strong professionally. But like I said, it was pre-recorded. So was the introduction of my man here. So that's why I'm doing such a long greeting about me and not really talking about my week, because I really introduced my man here and I just had to blow him up. And I was very proud of myself and I was very proud of the outcome in the interview as well. So this sounds like an outro, but this is definitely the intro because he made my week what it is. This podcast made my week what it is. Don't worry about how my week was. Don't worry about my children. Follow me on Instagram at Miss Kiki Kamau. You cannot miss it. KIKIKAMAU. Lego.
If on courage you must call, then just keep on trying. I'm standing strong and tall. You're the bravest of them all. If on courage you must call, then keep on trying. And know in your own way, you're a lion. Written by Charles Emmanuel Smalls. Rest in peace, King.
Uh-oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. We are officially live. Woo, 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 woo. So thank you for watching and thank you for coming back to my episode as well as show and channel. If you are new to this, you are listening to My First Amendment with Miss Kiki Kamau podcast. I am your host. And I want to introduce my guest, but I wrote it down because it was so important to me to introduce my guest properly, because I know I have not done that in the past, so it's very near and dear to my heart that I do it today. So I wrote it down, Spirits. Listen, actually, it's kind of already in my head, so I'm just going to do this just out of the blue, you know, because it's already in my head. I feel it already. So today's episode, you know, is Your Body, Your Art, and the reason why I titled this Your Body, Your Art, you will find more about that on the actual podcast, but on the interview, it's all about the guest. So here to talk about everything that we're going to be talking about in the show is entrepreneur, CEO, and founder of Flawless. Hold on, because I wrote it down. See, this is why I wrote it down. See? Okay, so CEO of Flawless Photography and Images, LLC, as well as artist, okay? I mean, the man is also in ministry, also in fitness. I honestly don't know what he cannot do. This is my lifelong friend and now partner. I'm so super duper excited to have you here. You have no idea because it felt like it was not meant to be. But Marcus, thank you so much for having or being here. Let me give you a round of applause. Yes. Thank you, King. So how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm blessed, man. I'm so excited. Thank you.
See, I told you I was going to hook you up. I messed that all up, bro. But I definitely wanted to give you a shout out, like, the hard way, you know what I'm saying? So before we get, you know, into everything, I want to tell my spirits, you know, what you do, and then we'll talk about, you know, how you got there, right? So first, let's talk about your LLC, because that's the main thing, right? Photography Flawless Photography and Images. Talk to me about that. Like, why did you go into photography?
Well, for one, I'm a person that I love taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And one time, I wanted to do a professional photo shoot, and I called this photographer up, man, and he was charging one of the most craziest prices out of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know what? If he can do it, I can do it, but let me do it where I can help people
right.
actually see the real image of them. That's why my motto is every picture tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I do photography, it ain't just doing it for you, also doing it for me, because now it's telling the story. You know, so even though I'm the man behind the camera,
mm-hmm.
you're the one who got the smile. So your smile always gonna
right.
And plus with it, man.
Exactly.
The best part I'm gonna give you. It's not a business for me. It's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lifestyle that I can help some people. You look for like people like, oh man, photography, man. People, man, they so listen, I can give you a decent price and I'm gonna make it look good.
Right.
You know, that's enjoy this breeze on my face. That's enjoy the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm about.
Okay, I love that. And you know, I have been seeing photography, all your photos on your Instagram and everything like that. And let me see here, because I know on your Instagram you also have your you have a website as well, but I don't think it's attached to your photography, but that's coming up. But it is attached to your fitness, right?
Yes.
Okay. But you definitely have a lot of photos on your Instagram, and they are beautiful photography, and you take all different kinds of photography. And talk to us about, because what I love about you is that when I was talking to you and I was like, man, listen, I might need somebody to do some photography for me. And you actually set up the scenes. I've never heard a photographer do that. Usually, you know, you're about to go to a photo shoot. You go into a studio, you know what I mean, and things like that. But you bring the props, you know what I mean? Like, you actually provide things like that. So talk to me. Give me a couple of, like, scenarios on when you actually did something like that.
So, we actually had a Christmas shoot. Two girls I know wanted to do it. Mm. So the way they wanted to go, I'm like, nah, this ain't seen one. Because one thing about it, my name is attached to a lot of stuff, so
mm-hmm.
I have to make, you know. So I went and got boxes. I went and got paper. I wrapped them up myself.
Nice.
I went to Christmas tree. Everything, even the like. I wanted to do all this because I wanted to make it pop.
It has to
tell a story.
Yes.
If it don't tell a story, then it's just like blank paper. So every time I take a picture, I'm writing a story. I'm telling a story.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot leave it blank.
I love that. I love that. And you really work with, like, your customers, and you have so many customers. You get booked constantly, like, and you've actually gone, like, it's to the point where you have loyal customers that have actually shipped you out. Yes. Am I wrong or right? So let's talk about that. Like, tell me one of those stories.
Man, I had a customer, man, flew me all the way to Hawaii.
Wow.
Yeah, man. And when I tell you, I had so much fun. I was there for a job, but mm-hmm. it felt so much like a vacation.
I bet. Yes.
I am royalty. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, King. Yes.
The people don't know me, but it's just the spirit mm-hmm. and what lives in me, what connected with them, is why they treat me like that. And I always wake up, and I always wake up with a smile, and I always say that I always thank God for a brand new journey, and I want him to always lead me into that brand new journey, because mm-hmm. I don't know where he beat me at. But unfortunately, he led me to a whole nother scenery. I don't know what sword I was stepping on, but when I stepped on, I know it was a good sword. And when I was there, I know I planted mm-hmm. my seeds, and I let the garden grow. I did everything that I literally left a part of me there, and those people, man, I still talk to them right now to the day, man. They blessed.
That is awesome. And I'm assuming, were you expecting that trip? Like, were you expecting to get flown out to Hawaii, or?
No, I really wasn't. Man, it was literally like the last minute day. They're like, yo, hey, Marcus, do you want to go, man? I'm like, look, I got my bags packed right now. Let's go.
Right. That's crazy. That is awesome. I love hearing the thrivingness of, you know, businesses, because a lot of us feel like, you know, once we start our businesses and things like that, you know, we start to feel like a little rock bottom. We want to give up and things like that, but you kept going. So talk to me a little bit about that. Did you face any struggles when you first started, like when you first opened up?
Oh yeah, I faced a lot of struggle. For one, I learned a long time ago that family is one of the biggest keys of your struggles. Family always think you should do everything free for them, and no, you still have to make your money. And another thing that you'll see, that sometimes your closest friend and your family go with somebody else besides you, mm-hmm. and then you'll get inspired. You'll be like, I do the same thing, so why not come to me instead of them? So it's little things you always got to look over, because if I would have let that get to me, I would have failed. But I keep running. What I'm gonna do, you know, you always gotta look to the heritage you're gonna fail. You got to know that stuff is bigger than you, so you have to stand there, you got to open up your hands, and you have to grab it.
I love that. Yes. So you have definitely faced some trials and tribulations. You know, you definitely didn't grow up like super duper easy. And then from what I know from your story, right, you didn't grow up easy, but then you ended up going into ministry. So that was, is that like your first love, or is photography your first love?
Actually, ministry was my first love. I actually grew up in church. My mom, she been a Sunday school teacher since I was a baby. So I grew up watching my mama sitting at the table studying day in, day night. My mom's on the phone with prayer partners 4 o'clock in the morning with their Bibles, studying stuff. So they grew on me, you know. So mm-hmm. I'm like destined to actually spread God's word.
Okay, I love that. I absolutely love that. And you've been doing ministry for quite some time. You actually went to school for it as well, right?
Yeah, I went to a lot of leadership classes.
Wow.
You know, one of my leaders, she went to school and she taught it. She taught it for almost about 2 years. Her name is Overseer Cherry Hill. That's my mentor. That's my shepherd. That's my leader. Mm-hmm. I love her to death, man. You know, I tell anybody, man, you want a good leader, man. She is the person. She keep it 100, she keep it as if, but she love on you any time. And that's what I love, man. I would look up, she opened up her arms, never opened up before. She showed me the love. She showed me what else to be a saint. She showed me that every person is not perfect. Because in my head, I thought all church people got to be perfect. Mm-hmm. All church this persona and stuff like that. But right. She showed me that that's not what it is. You know, she said everybody fell short of the glory, but even though when you fall short, you never stop.
Right.
Never stop. You got to keep pushing. And she teach us, because the name of our ministry is Faith Direct Deliverance Ministry. So we work on faith. We teach faith. We drive with faith. Everything we do with faith. You know, and that's what I love about her. No matter what you're going through, she always going to tell you, you got to have the faith. You got to keep pushing.
Yes.
That's what I love. And she the reason why I'm the person I am now. Because when I went there, I was a wretch undone. So what she did, she broke me down from a man to a boy, and she built me back up into the person you see.
I love that. That is so powerful. I love that. And thank you so much for just sharing, you know, all of those stories. Because I know it could be personal, but it could also be, you know, very uplifting for those. So thank you for sharing that. How long have you been doing ministry? like speaking to people and things like that.
Well, ministry, I've always been doing ministry. Always started because like people always used to ask me for advice, and I get them the best advice I can give them. But when I actually joined her church, she actually showed me the correct way how to do it, which I've been a part of her movement for 3 years.
Wow!
So she actually trained me. She actually showed me what to say, what not to say, how to agree with people, how not to agree with people. Like, somebody come to me about marriage problems, what to do, how to do it, and stuff like that. Like, it's a lot of training, because one thing you don't want to do, you don't want to mess up people, because once you start getting people advice, their blood is on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
So good if you get a wrong advice. So when somebody comes to you, you got to be in prayer all the time before you tell them what you think or how you think and everything. But it should never be a feel. It should always be like, this is what it is and this is how it is.
Right, absolutely. And then on top of that, like with your ministry, and I love the fact that, you know, you had a mentor to help you, be a mentor as well. So, when did you start, like, because I know that you told me that you travel for ministry as well. Like, you've actually gone to places and, you know, actually spoken at different, you know, churches and things like that. How long were you doing that as well? Was that also in the course of the 3 years, or did it expand?
Yes. Yeah, I went to different churches, you know, got up, spoke a little bit, told them, you know, say little encouraging words, let people know, basically, like, I always say God got a personality, you know, because we are an image of him, you know. My thing is to show people that, you know, church people can live, so you don't have to be afraid of us. You know, first I tell anybody that saints don't judge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they always say that saints don't judge. You know what I'm saying? I'm a saint because I don't have no reason to judge. Because, you know what I'm saying? My closet was never clean also.
Right.
It's in my closet.
Absolutely.
So, you know, saints don't judge. You know what you know, the first thing people always say, oh, they ain't going to church because they going to judge. I'm like, well, if you go to church and they judge you, they ain't no saint.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They just church going.
But facts.
Real saints, man, they're not going to judge you for who you are. They're not going to judge you for what you wear.
Right.
They're not going to judge you or how you. If anything, when you walk in their door, they should open up their arms and love on you.
Yeah.
Encourage you to come back and keep coming. No matter if you're tall, small, white, black, whatever like that. Even if you gay, they still should open up their arms and still love you.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, God still loves you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. And you are such a loving person. What I love most is that you originate from Tampa, Florida, right? Is that safe to say you came from Tampa, Florida?
Yes.
And then, you know, you grew up, I know I met you in Sulphur Springs, but I think it was, I'm not sure if it was like Sulphur Springs Elementary, if it was middle school, high school, but we definitely was around that area. When I met you, is it safe to say your old nickname? Because we close. Okay. So when I met you, your name was Jabbo, right? So that's how I knew you. I knew you was Jabbo, the bad boy, this and that, you know, funny guy, all this good stuff.
But when I knew you, you were an amazing singer. And still to this day, fell all back all over in love with the voice all over again. So how long, let's talk to me about that. Because not only are you an entrepreneur, a ministry, you know, you also are a musician. So talk to me about how long you've been doing music.
Oh, man. Since I can talk. Man, coming up with my family, man, you're going to do one or two things, man. You're going to know how to sing, or you're going to know how to play music. Of course, I'm gifted to know how to play both. it's very rare you're going to find a male or a female in my family can't sing or can't play music.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I love that. So you can sing, and I see now, I didn't know you knew how to play instruments. What instruments do you know how to play?
Man, I play drums. I play a little bit of keyboard. Not that good, and I can play bass.
Okay, listen, teach me them drums, because I be want to brrr, ta, ta. But, so as far as like your singing, have you recorded any music? Like, what's your ambitions on that? Like, when it comes to your music?
Man, back in the day, I recorded a lot of music. Me and my friends, we used to have an R&B group back in the day called GC. It stands for Greater in Commission. we used to call ourselves GC. Man, we used to travel everywhere. We even went to Chicago and some. We entered to this tournament where we had a singer from Trinidad, Jermaine Dupri.
What?
Did a lot of that. Yes, man. Man, we was known. Man, you know, every time somebody see me, they're like, oh, man, y'all the group GC now.
Ah, that's dope.
My cousin of mine, so, man, yeah, his, my cousin, he a pastor now, apostle. He the one who got us together and actually showed us how to listen to each other with harmony. And what he showed us, we just took it and ran with it. And I'm like, every day, all my mom used to be like, yeah, I know y'all ain't gonna go over here and sing. No matter what we did, even we all had a job together, we was on the job singing. Man, we spent the night at each other's house singing.
Wow.
We singing. Hey, yes.
I love that. So you have a lot of years of experience in ministry, and you have a lot of years of experience in music. So you've also had the opportunity to manage as well in the music industry. How did that go?
Oh, man. It was very difficult.
Getting a little sad experience, but we're coming back.
I'm somebody. I'm gifted. Yeah, I can literally sell anything. And I tell people, if I'm on your team, I'm like, you know, just do what I say, and I got your back. You know, mm-hmm. One thing about it, I'm not going to let nobody know. Now, but if it gets to the point, if it's the best route, this is such that I used to just step back. Mm-hmm. I had an artist before, not going to say his name. I had it signed up for he can do a track back in the day with Avant, Rick Ross, even
guys. Wow.
He was going to be a backup singer for R. Kelly one time.
Wow.
But he just didn't want to listen. He think he know everything. He think he had it together. And I'm like, you know what?
You kind of cut out just a tad bit.
That's the thing. If you get a manager,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So like I was saying, people, if you get a manager, that's what they there for to make. So listen, because they're what you hire them for,
right?
Them to do the job you take to. So if you feel like you can do it, mm-hmm. Then hire them.
Okay. I love that, man. You have definitely done a lot of things, and I really do appreciate you for telling me, you know, your history and things like that and how you got here. And another thing is what I forgot to talk about with the self-image, because you are a photographer, I know you struggled. I don't know. I'm asking. Have you ever struggled with like self-image yourself and confidence yourself? Because you bring it out into your, you know, the people when you do photography. So do you ever struggle? Have you ever struggled with that yourself?
Oh, never. My confidence level is very, very high.
Okay. Yeah. I know that's right.
My vision is higher than me. Mm-hmm. So once I set a bar, I have to make sure I got to get there. You know what I mean? And a lot of people are like, well, what about your vision? I say, and you got people who have a vision. You know, people who hustle, eventually that hustle gonna run out. But when you're an entrepreneur and you work your vision, it won't cost you. Constantly have to work it in order to reap. My confidence is always high because I gotta go in order to have the right mindset to do everything I need to do. And once I know I'm at a stable point, then I'm gonna bring the best out of you, especially when I get the camera and I shoot you. I'm gonna get the best out of you.
Right.
I'm gonna make you feel comfortable. I'm gonna make you feel alive. You're gonna smile. We're gonna get some good work.
Yes, and that you do. You definitely make them ladies feel comfortable because I have seen some beautiful naked photos and they were, you know, very beautiful, very alive and very, very alert. The ladies were very, very alert. So I enjoyed it myself. So that's why I know that they too enjoyed it because you can tell they were having fun. They were happy and, you know, feeling very confident and free. So the fact that you can bring that out of somebody while they're naked, that is amazing. Honestly, for real. So, listen, when you gonna take my pictures? No, so let's talk about the future because, you know, we're running out of time here. We're on the clock. So, talk to me about your upcoming moves, Mr. King, without, you know, telling them too much. You don't want to give them too much, Spirit. You don't want to give them too much. But what can we see? Like, what's happening with you? What's coming up next?
Like I say, I don't care about short-term goals. So short-term goals, you can reach them in 2-3 months, 5 months. I care about long-term goals, because long-term goals will make me run and give me the stride to where I need to be and how I need to be better. Mm-hmm. I actually always do a marketing plan. I got a 3-year marketing plan. So next year, I'm going to go to Indiana for a little bit, and you know what I'm saying, it started there. Because what's in Indiana, I need.
Right.
And when I do that and I learn what I learned, I'm going to come back to Florida and I'm actually going to have little seminars and stuff and show my people how they can make money just like how I'm making money.
Okay.
Yes. Because, you know, one thing about it, if I learn, I need to share.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what's wrong with our people. We get all information. We try to keep it to ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm the type. Person, if I make $1 million, I'm gonna see the next person make $1 million.
Listen, we all gotta win, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I do. I have a 3-year marketing plan, and I want to go to Indiana, then I want to go to Georgia, then I want to go to Texas. Then by the time I come back to Florida, I know for a fact that once I can do what I need to do, and I can finally breathe and kick my feet up and go to the beach like I want to, I know I finally did it.
But yes.
No sleep. And listen, I miss out on sleep because one thing about it, I have to keep working my vision.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a vision, you're not going to be able to sleep. And if you sleep, you can't work it.
Preach on it. Talk to me nice, King. Talk to me nice. That's what I like to hear. Yes. I love to hear it. Yes. That's what this podcast episode was all about. And I'm telling you, you killed it. I didn't even, man, it couldn't have been no better if I fed you the lines. Like that was, you killed it. You really did. I loved it. I love talking to you. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for waking me up. I think you woke everybody else up too. Woo, woo. Is people still raising the roof? I don't know. I am. I know, right? Hey, raise the roof. You feel me?
Praise the Lord, right? So we still doing it because we praise it, right? Okay. Hey. That's right. That's right. I absolutely love it. Well, I'm super duper excited. Is there anything? We got about a few minutes here. We got about 2 or 3 minutes here. I want to make sure, Marcus, that they, you know, my spirits get your handles. They know where to follow you. You know, they know where to go, all that stuff. So talk to me nice. What's your handles, your Instagram, Facebook? Where else do you want them to follow you at? Where you want to lead them?
So for my Facebook, it's Marcus Kirk. You know, Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, Kirk, it's K-I-R-K. My Instagram is Moline8386, Moline, that's M-O-L-I-N-8386, and I also, Snapchat, you know, I'm always posting, I'm always on something, I'm on the same, y'all. Then, if y'all want to see me in person, on Sundays, y'all can always visit me at my church. It's Faith Outreach Deliverance Ministry, it's 2818. East Osmond Avenue, you know, you'll see it right there.
And that is in the great...
Man, we'll open our arms up, we'll open love.
Yeah.
Yes, what'd you say?
Oh, the technology is weird, but that's in the great state of Florida, in the great city of Tampa Bay.
Yes.
So man, definitely... Yeah. Go out, support Mr. Marcus here. Mr. I'm going to say this wrong one more time, but I'm going to get it right after this. Because once I mess up on live, like, you know, in the world, you know, once the world hear me mess up, ain't no messing up no more. So Moline. All right, so definitely support Moline Marcus Clerk, aka Teddy Bear with the voice, on all those handles, and I will be putting it out on the podcast as well and all that good stuff. So is there anything else that you want to say to the people, to my spirits, Marcus, before I let you go?
Yeah, man, the only thing I want to do, man, I want to encourage y'all, man. If y'all have a vision, please work it, y'all. You're going to have people come in your life that don't supposed to be there. You're going to have stumbling blocks. Listen, the devil is always busy. Like the Bible said, he come to do 3 things, that steal, kill, and destroy. You know what I'm saying? He come to kill your mind. He come to steal your goals. And he come to destroy every effort you have. But one thing about it, I'm always here to say the devil is a liar. What we're going to tell him to do, we're going to put him in the background. We're going to keep pushing. Because no matter what in front of you, remember, it ain't nothing but a mirage, y'all. It ain't nothing but a mirage. It look like it's there, but it's not there.
Mm.
Okay? Keep pushing. Held the goal. Keep going. Okay? Mm. Everything what look green is not green. Mm. It's just a green light shining on brown grass. But what we're going to do, we're going to take it. We're going to do fertilizer on that brown grass, and we're going to bring it to life. We're going to make it be green, because we're going to do the works. The Bible says faith without works is dead. You can have the faith, but you also got to put in the work. And that's what we're going to do, people. We're going to put in the faith, we're going to put in the work, and we're going to work our vision. No matter who come our way, we're going to stop them at the door and say, hey, like him always say, you can't touch this. And that's what we're going to tell them. You can't touch this, because my greater is greater than you and greater than everybody. And keep pushing, y'all. Keep pushing.
Yes, I love that. I couldn't have said it better myself, King. I honestly couldn't. You were amazing. That was the most powerful message. You almost made me cry. Like, listen, hairs all up, okay? But I thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you more. We missed a couple of things because it kind of cut out, because you know how technology is. I was going to have you sing, but that's all right, because this ain't going to be the last time they're going to see you, King. So definitely stay tuned, my dude. And I appreciate, you know, everything. And I look forward to talking to you here soon. I'm going to cut this out, and I'll talk to you in a little bit, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you. You heard it here first, Spirits. I absolutely loved interviewing this rising king and up-and-coming star, Spirits. Don't forget to check my man out on Instagram. And let me just give you these handles again before I get out of here, Spirits. So, I'm pulling it up. Don't go anywhere. I got you right now. MOLINE 8386. Again, I said it earlier and I told him I was never going to forget it. Moline 8386. MOLINE. Moline. Definitely find him. Hit him up on Instagram. And then he also has his herbal life coaching on there as well. So check out your boy. Don't forget, or check out your king. Don't forget to check out your queen. You heard it here first, Spirits. I look forward to talking to you. I look forward to hearing from you. And I look forward to empathizing with you. Until next time, fly high, Spirits.